人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到一位嘉宾，他的英语名字叫 Carson Tavener， 然后中文名字叫泰卡森。欢迎卡森。
谢谢谢谢。
嗯，那泰卡森先生呢，他曾经当过空军是吗？然后后来在华盛顿大学国际关系学院读了一个硕士学位，后来也在空军，就是 Air Force 教过那个历史啊。那么一直到2011年，他开始创办了这个非盈利组织，叫 Thai Initiative。那么这个组织呢，是致力于中美之间这个交往的一个平台啊。那么他做的是就是比政府组织低一点的这种关系，就是不要那么官方，相当于是民间交往的一个组织是吗？那么泰，你能不能介绍一下你们这个组织？ Can you give us a brief introduction to the Thai Initiative?
I'd be very pleased to、and first thank you so much for having us on the program. It's a real honor and a pleasure to get to be here.
好，那个泰先生呢，说他非常荣幸能够上这个节目。
The Thai Initiative is a non-profit dedicated to teaching and education, specifically at the sub-national level of the relationship between China and America. Sub-national level is focused on state, city,business, university level interactions.
所以这个机构就是致力于中美之间教育交流的，它不是政府层面的，是就是比政府层面低一点的这种中美之间的关系。
It was born largely out of a realization while I was working in the military.At the opportunity that we find and the real hope that exists between China and America to find a way to create an incredible future, not only for ourselves, but really for the whole world. There's a great, large, many challenges that lie ahead of us, specifically at the national level. But also being from Washington State, I knew there was so much good going on. There's a lot happening between Chinese and Americans every day that's accomplishing a lot. But it needs to beBetter known, and it needs to be led well.
所以泰先生他说呢，就是中美之间，交往的前景是无限的啊。华盛顿州跟中国的交往啊，也是非常的巨大啊。所以，他原来在空军的时候，空军工作的时候就发现了这一点啊。那么我们待会儿呢，有一位翻译，他叫刘正呢，是会参加我们的节目。那么我们从现在从那个泰先生，也就是 Carson Tavener 他的个人经历开始讲起啊。那么now we will ask some from your experience, personal experience, 也就是说我们听说那个泰先生啊，是在高中是在华盛顿州的叫 Puyallup 对吧，啊
Puyallup
这个城市，上高中的时候呢，他那是1987年，他非常想要在中国找一名笔友。那么这个想法是非常的有趣，因为1987年呢，中美之间的交往不是那么频繁，那么当时泰先生就有这个想法，就是到中国找一个笔友。那么当时您是为什么会想要在中国找一个笔友的？ So why at that time you wanted to find a pen pal in China when you were a high school student in 1987? 87.
This is starting in
86.
Even before that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it. Why? Mm-hmm. Such a great question. Why? This was a period of time in which there was a tremendous amount of change beginning in the world. And I will summarize the very beginnings by saying that I was attracted as a young man, for some reason, a young boy, to the word détente. Détente was the word that was used to describe what was happening when Nixon and Zhou Enlai sat down to speak.
Mm-hmm.
蔡先生就是说呢，他刚才说这个，他是1986年事实上开始，这个 pen pal 就是这个笔友的这个这个活动。他刚才说呢，这是一个非常棒的问题。那么1986年恰恰是这个世界开始发生变化的一个过程。那么他当时被一个词叫 détente 这个词所吸引。那么这个词来自于当时尼克松总统和中国的总理周恩来的一个交往。
Now, what Nixon and Zhou Enlai did, and when they did it, was even earlier in my life. I will admit, I wasn't responding immediately to the news of the opening up of China and the dialogue between the national leaders. But it is safe to say that in the early 1980s, which is when this was occurring for in my life, this was still news. It was a new thing. And America and China knew very little about one another.And I remember thinking as a young boy, if two men who not only did not know each other, but even did not like each other, could achieve such a step, just imagine in the future what China and America could do together if the leaders of their countries actually knew each other when they were boys or girls.
那么他说呢，当然尼克松总统和周恩来总理呢，这个当初这个见面是非常早的，但是对于他来讲呢，这个影响可能开始于这个80年代初。那么他当时就在想，他说这个如果说无论这两个人喜不喜欢自己啊，或者认不认识彼此，那么如果这两个人两个国家的领导人在早早就开始了解彼此，那么甚至于从小朋友的时候就了解彼此，那么这会是一个多么有趣的事情。
Now why that was a question in my mind in the first place is.A very deep mystery and something that I think is still being explored in terms of how young people develop a sense of leadership and a desire for leadership in their life. But I know that I can credit the work of what was going on in Washington State under the leadership of Steve Boyd, who continues in this area to teach leadership to this day, in his creation of a school for teenagers in the summer called the Governor's School.And it was from that that I really was being challenged to ask the question, what are we going to do to be leaders in our communities?
那么当然这些事情对于他来讲当然是当时起源是非常神秘的，而且他现在还在探索。那么这一切呢，当然都可以归功于 Steve Boyd 当时开始的一个学校。那么这个学校叫做州长学校。那么这个学校呢，在这个过程里头对于Cousin 先生的这个启发是非常大的。
But suffice to say that when I realized that there was this question of what could Chinese and American leaders do if they had known each other, the only way that that's going to happen, I concluded, is if they actually knew each other when they were kids. You can't go backwards in time and create a friendship. You've got to start from the very beginning. And I thought, how's that going to happen?Unless if today's youth actually start to try to do that. And that was the genesis of my desire to reach out and find a pen pal in China, because I thought, who knows? Someday I might be a leader in America and he or she might be a leader in China. And so we began that journey. And that's really why it started.
那么如果说他当时在想，如果说中美领导人如果从小就认识，那么这个会对世界格局产生怎么样的变化？那么当然那个不太有可能让时间回到过去让这个事情重新发生，所以他当时就想，那我是不是现在就开始去要结交这样一个笔友呢，这个非常有趣啊。那么所以他就想，也许有一天我会成为领导人，那让我现在就开始嘛。那么这就是 泰卡森先生刚才说的，他为什么会当时寻找一个中国笔友的开始，他刚刚讲这个是他的创世纪这件事情的开端。
那您找到笔友了没有？在中国
？Did you find a pen pal in China？
对对 ，but we did， and that would happened largely because Washington State under the Superintendent of Public Instruction Buster Brûlé was creating a education exchange foundation and the beginning of business foundations between China and Washington State. In this case, specifically the province of Sichuan, which had recently been named at that time a sister or friendship state-province relationship
with Washington.
那么这个当然有赖于当时的这个华盛顿州的当时一个校长，他叫 Buster Brûlé， 然后他当时成立了一个教育交流基金会，当时所以呢华盛顿州跟四川呢有非常非常这个好的交流，那么最近四川跟华盛顿州也达成了一个姐妹州的这样一个关系。
When my high school principal Dale Mitchell found out that I wanted to do this, he introduced me to Mr. Brûlé, because it turned out Mr. Brûlé, despite being in charge of all of Washington State's public education, turns out lived right in my hometown. He was only a few blocks away from my house, and so he invited me over to sit on his couch, asked me what I wanted to do, and I delivered him two letters. One letter to an official in the education department asking for a sister-school relationship, and another letter to an unknown young Chinese boy who someday had promised to be a leader, and that letter got delivered to a young man named Qian Jun.
那么当时呢，泰布森，泰卡森先生的校长呢，知道这件事情呢，就介绍泰卡森先生跟布雷校长认识。那么布雷校长呢，就帮助他取得跟中国取得联系，那么当时就是在就邀请泰卡森先生就是一起聊天，你想要怎么样做这件事情，那么泰卡森先生就准备了两封信，一封信呢是就是我们要建立一个姊妹校，那么另外一封信呢就是说他是要找一个他的笔友，那么这封信呢后来就交到了钱军的手上。
所以钱军是你的第一个笔友吗？
千军是叫 first pen pal，
对 ，yeah， first and only， 第一，
oh, okay,
第一个也是唯一的一个，
对对。
那千军现在在做什么
？So what's 千军 doing right now？
He is the associate dean, perhaps the future dean of the Shanghai Advanced Institute of Finance.
Oh，
wow，
Shanghai Advanced Institute SAIF。
那么千军呢，现在是上海高经学院的副院长。
So his life is very busy.
他的这个生活非常的忙碌。
And I just got out of a career 5 years ago that was very busy.
那么，Cousin 先生呢，也刚刚就是五年前从一个非常忙的一个事业里头解脱出来。
But I'm confident, as we experience our lives from time to time in experience, that the friendship is there, it's strong, and someday I look forward to the opportunity to begin to really dive into what that relationship can achieve. But along the way, so many new relationships, so many new people, so many exciting stories to develop.
泰卡森先生非常自信，就认为这个关系可能会有进一步的发展，那么在同时呢还有非常多的新的这个友谊在发生。
那泰先生，您高中毕业之后就去当空军了是吗？
So after you graduate from high school, you joined the Air Force?
That's correct. In 1987, went to basic cadet training at US Air Force Academy. Needless to say, my life utterly changed.
那么1987年呢，他加入了空军学院，那么不用说他的生活就是发生天翻地覆的大变化。
Graduated 4 years later in 1991.
那么1991年之后他毕业。
And for those who understand what happened around the world from 1987 to 1991, that was a huge amount of change. We already talked about change earlier in the program in the 80s. We knew the world was changing. The world has always been changing. But the process, the speed was really picking up in the 1980s. By 1991, in my life, two things had collapsed that changed my life.
那么在我们大家都知道，在1987年到1991年呢，这四年发生了非常大的变化。那么当然这个世界一直在发生变化，但是在80年代末到90年代初的这段时间里呢，这个变化非常大。那么对于泰卡森先生而言呢，在这四年里有两件事情的变化对他影响非常大。
The first thing that collapsed was the Soviet Union. By 1989, the Berlin Wall was coming down. By 1991, the Soviet Union had fallen apart into its various republics. And the second thing that collapsed was my lung. Here I was going to pilot training, trying to become a pilot, but I had a medical situation. And between my medical situation and the sudden transformation of our global security situation, the Air Force said, we really don't need you to be a pilot.
那么两件事情，一件事情呢是90年代初呢柏林墙的倒塌，同时也导致了苏联的解体，那么苏联变成了很多不同的加盟共和国。那么第二件事情呢就是说他的肺也倒塌了，所以呢因为这个世界的安全格局发生了变化，那么同时加上泰先生他的这个胃这个肺也倒塌了，所以他空军告诉他说我们不再需要你在空军里服役了。
So we'll greatly summarize a military experience in this period of time from 1991 to 2011 to focus in on to say that in the majority of my career I got the opportunity to focus in the Pacific. I was given a opportunity to get my master's at the University of Washington from 98 to 2000in preparation for teaching history. And it was when I went back to the Air Force Academy as an associate professor of world history, where I also taught traditional and modern East Asian history and the history of communist China, that in teaching world history, we realized what was ahead for the 21st century.
那么后来他就主要聚焦在太平洋的关系上。那么他在98年到2000年呢，他在华盛顿大学学习了硕士学位。那么他后来呢，他回到这个空军学院去担任副教授，主要是教这个世界历史以及这个东方历史这样的关系。
那在华盛顿大学国际关系学院您求学这段经历对您的影响大吗？ Does your study in Jackson School at the University of Washington impacted you a lot?
It impacted me a lot in providing the opportunity to enter a world that was bridging what was my street knowledge education of China with an academic book knowledge of China. But I will say that in addition to and as an equal strong partner in my Jackson School Master's education was the process of being a teacher about world history. I would say that I learned just as much or more about what is going on in the opportunities with China today by teaching world history more than I ever would have really learned by just focusing on Chinese history, which is what the degree program gave me.
那么他提到就是他在这个国际关系学院里学到的和他就是他在讲他的这个实际的这个知识的获得呢是一样重要的。那么他同时他在教世界历史的时候呢，他在包括跟他在学习世界历史的时候，跟这个就是只是单纯在教东方历史和这个亚洲历史的时候学到的东西也是一样的。那么这两项都非常重要。
那您后来集中于中国历史，有没有什么原因跟您早期就是在中国找笔友这个经历有没有关系？
所以。Your teaching Chinese history has you know anything related to your you know experience with your penpal experience with with Tianjin?
I wouldn't say that it had a direct relationship, but it was connected, both of them, to the same thing, and that is just a driven calling and a passion for China and its people.
不能说有直接的关系，但是呢，它都是有一个内在的驱动力，就是在驱动它，就是与中国要有一个这样的深的一个更深度的联系，这是它的一个驱动力。
那您有没有专门去学过中文
？Have you ever studied Chinese？
对，到1998年到2000年，我学了。
在哪里？
在华盛顿大学。
OK。
然后，在中国，recently, past 5 years, a lot more practice, 很多练习。
嗯，在过去五年里很多练习。You don't
actually, I look forward to the day when we can do this interview only in Chinese.
Yeah, I think you don't need my translation.
No, for sure.
好，那我们进一下广告，广告之后回来。
This is Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW Seattle and KVRQ 94.9 HD3.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整。505集团公司总裁来辉武教授祝您早睡早起，身心健康。这里是西雅图中文电台，
声声有情，
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM 98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
你喜欢什么季节？
冬天。
为什么？
因为冬天可以吃火锅。
现在夏天照样可以吃火锅了。
真的？
当然。
小肥羊肉汁鲜美，汤底浓郁，九山汤不烂，肉不老，保证让您回味无穷。小肥羊天然美味，欢乐共享。小肥羊西雅图店，电话206-623-6700，小肥羊 Bellevue 店，电话425-653-1625。
你知道西雅图哪一家华人快递最靠谱吗？
找一转运华人快递公司啊。
我要寄很多奶粉回国，可以吗？
当然行啊，一转运华人快递公司可以为您大量转运奶粉、保健品、包包、鞋子、衣服等物品，运费低廉，清关时效快，还包关税呢。
哎，那快告诉我，我怎么找到他们呢？
哦，一转运华人快递公司在 Bellevue 百家超市附近，电话是425-746-8782，425-746-8782。
老上海新天地，位于 Bellevue 市中心的新天地餐馆，上海上海，是一家精致而时尚的餐厅。这里的每一道佳肴都经过精心烹制和打造，给人以艺术的享受。人海之中遇见了你，一切变得有意义。遇见了，轻轻地问一声，你也在这里？让我们相约新天地，电话425-453-2828，425-453-2828。
Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐，东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossing TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，今天我们的嘉宾是卡森·泰夫纳，他的中文名字是泰卡森，他也是那个泰 Initiative 的创始人和执行官。那么，我们简称泰先生啊。那泰先生您，在华盛顿大学，获得了国际关系的硕士之后，又回到空军去教。主要是世界的历史，特别是中国的历史啊。那么是什么使您有了这个想法，要创建一个组织来促进中美之间的关系的？
So after you graduated from, you know, UW, and you went back to the Air Force Academy to teach and world history and Chinese history, what made you start the Thai Initiative and wanted to promote in the relationship between China and the United States?
Great question. In the process of teaching world history, realizing that there was an opportunity that sits right in front of the Chinese and the American civilizations to do something that the world has never seen before, I began to think about what are the possibilities that this opportunity could actually be taken. Because nationally speaking, especially in the early 90s, we were really wondering how the future is going to unfold. You know, what direction is this relationship taking nationally?
那么在教学过程之中呢，他发现就是中美两国的文明有很多有趣的交流交往，那么包括在国家层面，那么他在觉得那接下来这两个国家呢，他会在这些关系会怎样的展开。
To summarize the next 10 years, I was given an opportunity to witness and to participate in the nature of what is going on in the Pacific Theater, and I realized that there is a lot of opportunity, there's a lot of hope, even within the U.S. military perspective, through the course of my career.
那么在接下来的十年里头，他有机会那么亲自看到了这个在太平洋的这个舞台上有很多机会包括甚至从军事的这个层面上他会发现有很多机会。
At the same time, it is the military-to-military relationship which is, by definition, the most stressed and distant between Americans and Chinese.
那么这同时呢，因为这个是军事与军事的关系，这是非常非常这个有距离感的，非常紧张的一个关系。
Now you have to throw into this story the fact that I'm Washingtonian and the fact that I had grown up as a boy, we already talked about that story, knowing that in Washington State there was a lot of relationship being built, there was a lot of experience being built in a lot of different ways. I knew that Washington State is an example of something that's going on in a lot of places around the country, and that is that Americans and Chinese are, in areas outside the national realm, learning what it means.To cooperate, learning what it takes to be able to accomplish something together.
那么在这个华盛顿州这个层面呢，其实华盛顿州跟中国在过去已经建立过很多样的关系。那么换句话说呢，就是除了国家层面之外呢，在这个国家以下的层面在州里，在市里，在很多商业里头，其实都有很多就是这种国家之间的就副国家层面的这种交流。
As I moved year after year further, closer and closer to when I would retire from the Air Force, I was witnessing again and again examples of staff on both the American and the Chinese side recognizing that they want to get something done, but it's just difficult to get anything really agreed to at the national level for a lot of practical reasons. It's not always just because of attitudes. Sometimes it's just the fact and the reality of how calendars are put together.And how speaking points are created, and how long it takes to try to get an event together.
那么在他要从空军退休的时候，他发现很多双方彼此的很多人其实很想要成就一些促进双方关系的事情，但是很多时候呢，很难达成。这不光是态度的问题，很多时候还是很多细节方面的问题怎么样去。沟通细节怎么样去让很多不同点去实施有很多很细节的问题。
But you contrast this with how often and how relatively quickly, even though there are still challenges, people at the sub-national level can get things done and to do things well. When you contrast it with that, you realize there's something to learn.
那么从这个就是非国家层面，如果我们从就是国家以下层面，比方从州里头或从市里头或从商业之间的这种交流，那么我们会发现其实很多事情会比国家层面要更加容易的达成合作。
So the challenge then becomes how do you teach and educate from the best practices that already exist to those levels and elements of the relationship that need a little bit more education and need to learn from some of this experience.
那接下来的重点就是怎么样从过往的成功的经验里头，我们把它拓展到其他的这种层面里头，让它可以更好的成功。
I looked around to try to see where do we have institutions that are singularly focused on the issue of equally on China and America sides.Focusing on learning the best practices and then helping people to learn what it takes, and didn't really find that there was any institution just focused on that.
那么他 泰先生找了一下，看看现在有没有既有的机构，那么在做这样的事情，那么他发现并没有找到有这样的机构在做这样的教育的事情。
Shortly after retiring from the US Air Force, sharing this vision and this observation with some key people, an angel donor appeared in my life and said, start working. And thus the Thai Initiative was born.
那么他与这个其他的一些主要的人分享了和机构分享这样的这个想法和远见之后呢，那么这时候有一个天使的捐献者出现了，那么说那么开始工作吧，我们为这个目标而工作吧。
这个天使是谁呢？是你太太吗？
Who is this angel? Is this angel donor your wife?
No, but that she is an angel.
不是，但是她太太的确是个天使。
Now, the reality is that one of my colleagues from the Air Force Academy, with no connection whatsoever to China, an electrical engineer, designs space antennas. And he, in his opportunities, with his wealth that he'd acquired from this work in the space industry, knew that what I was capable of doing was something that he wanted to get behind.
那么这个天使呢，事实上是他在空军服役的时候的一位同事，那么他本身跟中国并没有特别多的联系，但是呢他是事实上是个电子工程师，他在为这个天上的飞机设计天线，那么但是他呢很赞同泰先生理念，他愿意为这个事情而贡献一份力量。
So we've both become very convinced and excited about the fact that if someone who is not even related to U.S.-China relations work can personally get behind the work in such a committed way, then surely there's got to be a lot of people out there who already caring so deeply about this can say, yes, this is absolutely what we need to be doing. And we've seen some of that develop over the past 5 years.
那么基于这样他的这个天使投资人啊，天使捐献人的这个背景，他即便是跟中国美国之间并没有直接的联系，都会被说服或者愿意去为中美之间的事情去贡献，那么不用说我们还有这样多的人在为中美之间的关系在做出贡献，非常愿意为他们做出事情，那么这样的事情一定会做得很成功的。在过去五年里头有很多我们也观察到了很多这样的这个人和事情在发生。
那现在这个机构有什么样的规模，然后日常都会做什么样的工作，举办什么样的活动？
So what is the scale of your institution right now, and what is the daily operation? So
Well, we're still very small. There's a staff of myself and two others on staff for Director of Operations and Director of Research. My Director of Research is a PhD candidate down at UC Irvine, Ben Leffel. Director of Operations, another local master's graduate in International Relations, Heather Pierce. Between the three of us, then we help organize and direct the actions of a fairly large and substantial team of interns from a variety of colleges across the United States and many who are Chinese, who either are home sometimes for the summer in China or here studying in the U.S.
那么现在团队还比较小，那么主要就是他和两位其他的两位负责其他工作的主任，那么他们主要是领导很多实习生，那么这些实习生呢是分布在不同的学校里头，也有很多来自于中国，然后他们会做很多很大的策划和项目。
We've attracted an impressive set of people as our board of directors and board of advisors. I'm very privileged and pleased to see the degree of intellectual rigor and the level of professional engagement that we've been able to have with a variety of subnational and even national leaders.
那么他们的理事会以及他们的雇佣委员会里面的这个人员的分布是非常广泛，有各种不同层面的人员，包括很多国家层面和这个副国家层面、国家以下层面，包括州和市里层面的很多成功人士和著名人士。
那我们听说你们也经常举办一些比较高层次的活动，那么这样的活动举办的频率高吗？
So we heard that you have a lot of high level activities involve a lot of important people. So what is the frequency of those kind of activities?
Well, at the current time, we basically manage one major event per year. For the first 3 years, we held a conference at a regional level. First one was here in Seattle. Second one was in Denver, Colorado. The third one was in Washington, D.C.
那么它现在主要是组织一件很主要的一件活动。那么这个活动呢，第一年是在西雅图，第二年是在丹佛，第三年是在首都华盛顿。
The fact that we were able to achieve the event that did occur in Washington, D.C. was a great privilege and took a huge effort, a bloodletting, if you will, after which we were all very exhausted. We learned from those three conferences that we had a very strong network and we took a pause on the conference activity.
那么他们在华盛顿首都的这个活动呢，事实上是非常让他们觉得叫留学的体验啊，留学的体验。但是他们也非常，这是一个非常高端，非常让人觉得好的一个 conference， 一个好的会议。那么但是呢，这个会议对他们来讲有点耗费精力。那么现在他们决定了，就是在这个会议上呢，先做一个暂时的停止。
The conference history taught us that we really did have something that was valuable to speak and to teach and to engage a network on.And we didn't need to keep hammering away at that, especially since it was bleeding us resource-wise. It was a good investment, and now with that investment, we've turned to generating revenue through the teaching of leadership as a skill, putting leadership skills and character development at the forefront. If we're going to have sub-national leaders begin to take on a greater role in the overall relationship, then we want to seek to create stronger leaders within that network.
Mm-hmm.那么通过这三次的这个大型的这个会议啊，他们这个演变成了更多的是培养不同的领导能力的和社交网络的这样一个小的教育机会。那么这个会对这个包括从国家或者地域国家的这个层面呢，会有更多的帮助。
So what we do on a daily, weekly.Monthly kind of basis is to work at three key strategies: networking leaders together, teaching leadership, and promoting a civil dialogue on civilization.
那么他们日常的工作主要聚焦在三个方面。第一个方面呢，就是领导的这个人际网络构成。第二个呢是教
领导力。
对教学教育领导力。那么第三个层面是
promoting a civil dialogue on civilization。
那么就是第三个层面就是来推进一个文明的对话，对于文明的对话。
This last part is really important because it will never really work to try to get something happening just through the national level. We have to acknowledge that the reason why so many Americans and Chinese love knowing one another is because we both have this rich heritage of a civilization that, on both cases, inspires people. China is the world's oldest lasting civilization on the face of the earth, and America is the world's youngest. There's a relationship there of great significance. That's back to the world history.
那么我们尤其最后一个层面的这个非常重要。那么我们中美两国呢之间的大家都特别喜欢的交朋友，那么在这个层面上呢中国呢和美国有非常相似的价值。那么中国是世界上目前还在存在的延续的一个最老的文明，那么美国呢是目前存在还在延续的一个最年轻的文明。
So in the past year and a halfWe are very privileged and excited that in China itself we've been invited and asked to come and be the leadership, teaching, content providers and designers for a young and fantastic program called the Gobi Expeditionary Army, Gobi Yuanzhangjun, that once a summer at this level is teaching leadership and the pursuit of a life dream to 16 to 22 year olds.
那过去的年半里头，他们有一个非常有趣而重要的活动，叫做“戈壁远征军”。
远征军，
对
啊，戈壁远征军。那么主要是在挑 教16岁到22岁的年轻人的这个领导力的这样一个 camp， 这样一个营。
对，
嗯，对对。
那就是这些人到您这个营里来学这个领导力，嗯，就是他们要付多少钱？比如说有多少时间？然后如果拿到这个结业证书，对他们有多大的帮助？有多少含金量？或者说
，So for the people who come over to study this program, 戈壁远征军 ，how much money do they pay? And so what's the result they can get?
And how long will
how long will it take?
Camp, yeah.
The whole camp is 2 weeks.、
Mm.
The price is expensive. I do not know the price. I have not stopped to look exactly at、mm-hmm. it, but we'll be glad to get you that information if you're interested. And what they get out of it is a huge boost in both skills and motivation to be able to do something with their inherent value and skills as a young leader.
那么这个戈壁远征军的这个营呢是2周的时间，那么价钱是挺贵的，但是他现在不记得价钱，如果大家有兴趣他会把这个信息拿来然后跟大家分享。那么他这个参加的这个营的学员呢可以得到的是就对他技能一个提升啊，从他所原来拥有的这个技能里头一个重要的一个提升。
If you go to my website thainitiative.org, look at the blog, we've just posted up the video of the recent past event this summer, and in that video you'll have the opportunity to listen directly to several of these young leaders in their speech competitions talk about what it is that is motivating them and what they want to achieve with their lives. It's really touching and inspiring to see with your own eyes and listen with your own ears to what they have to say.
如果您到泰先生的网站上 thainitiative.org 这个电ORG 的这个网站上，你看他们的博客上面有过去这个夏天这一期的这个戈壁远征军的营员的他们的这个video competition， 就是他们的一个竞赛单元，那么里面他们有谈到他们从里面得到的很多的收获和感想。
嗯，那我知道您办这个叫泰英的 CADF， 就是叫亚国家之间的关系，就是因为国家跟国家之间的关系有的时候因为政治原因就没有办法健康的进行下去。那么你们现在如果也碰到类似的问题，比如说因为政治原因就是两边的交流合作就会受影响，那么您是怎么处理的？
So your focus of TAN initiative is to develop the skills of the subnational level, and a lot of times, you know, the national level, a lot of things cannot accomplish because of the political issues. So what will you do when you run into this kind of similar situation?
The key is first, you are correct. Yeah, that's correct in that observation. One key word that I would change is that instead of looking at subnational skills, we look at subnational capacity. The capacity to do things is huge.
那么我非常同意你的这个点那么这个关键点呢是在于就是我们不光是在看亚国家的这个问题，我们还在看亚国家的这个能力容量有多大。那么很多时候在亚国家的这个层面上有很多不同的能力和容量。
And at a stab at the question and its answer, it's not so much on having to figure out what to do as much as to know how to teach and to promote what is already being done. For example, let's take the chip.
那么在这个层面上呢，我们更多是不是说谁或者怎么样来做，而是来教他们就是过去啊有哪些事情是被这样做过的。比如说
One of the many global challenges that everyone's facing is the issue of climate change and what to do about the fact that there's climate change is going on and how are world governments, how are local communities, how are people going to respond to this?
那么一个很经常会谈到的问题就是一个世界的气候的变化，那么在这个过程之中有很多 政府啊，他们在怎么应对，怎么在做这件事情。
It is important. It is critical that nations agree and that nations do something.
那么非常重要的一件事情就是呢，国家之间，国家层面上，他要同意去做这些变化，做这些政策。
But while the nations are about the business of figuring out what they are going to do in sovereign power, the exciting fact is that a group of global city leaders, the C40, 40 key global cities, have already organized and formed themselves to agree to their own climate change initiatives, regardless of their own nation's direction or laws.
那么非常有趣的是呢，有这样一个组织叫做 C40 这样组织，那么它是40个城市 city，
对
40 city 40个城市，他们已经组织起来，然后成立了这样一个动力机构去改变全球的气候政策，就是他们并没有去管国家层面在怎么想，他们40个城市，全球40城市已经组织起来成立了这样一个机构来促进这样的事情去发生。
And these original 40 cities from around the world, global cities, have already grown in membership to more than 85. And these cities and the leaders represented in this organization are set about the business of speaking and coordinating with one another about what cities will do about climate change.
那么这么一个 C40 这个机构呢，已经发展成了一个85个城市的这样参与的这样一个机构。那么他们呢，在积极的讨论，那么从城市层面应该怎么样去做，去改变这个气候变化。
So in other words, they're already contributing something very significant, and I don't think a lot of Americans or Chinese recognize that this C40 exists, much less that it can be part of and should be part of what we all seek to achieve together.
那么可能很多中国，包括美国的这个人都不太了解有 C40 这样的组织存在。那么我们其实可以从这样的组织的存在里头可以得到很多启发，什么可以被做到。
那您现在这个台银的 CADF 有没有什么未来的打算或者目标，有没有想到要做成什么样的规模？
So what is your future goal of Taiyin Initiative? So what is your future goal or scale of your institution you want to grow?
To see Americans and Chinese establish a relationship that, through action, helps make the world a safer and better place.
那么就是想要看到中美之间可以建立这样一个关系，让这个关系可以付出行动，把世界变得更加的安全和美好，这是他的终极目标。
The relationship between the United States of America.And the People's Republic of China is one of the most consequential, probably the most consequential in the 21st century.
那么中美之间的关系，那么是这个是21世纪全球最重要的最重要的这个关系。
The relationship between America and China is different, though very similar, but connected, I should say.But very different from the relationship between the USA and the PRC, because there are so many parts that go into the relationship at the subnational level that don't necessarily have that same sovereign connection.
那么中国啊，我们讲政治层面，中国这个美国政府和中国政府的关系，以及这个中国和美国关系是不同层面的。那么中美之间关系有很多不同的层面，会有很多这个亚国家的层面，有很多多的，有非常多的联系，有很多的事情可以做。
好，我们今天的节目时间已经非常接近尾声了。今天非常有幸的请到泰卡森先生，也就是泰银的 CADF 的创始人以及执行官，来到我们西雅图中文电台的美国故事栏目。那么最后呢，我想问一两个问题啊。第一个问题就是，您最喜欢做哪一件？就是您是最喜欢当飞行员，还是最喜欢在空军教历史，还是最喜欢在中国开这个领袖的培养营？
So our show has come to the end, and we're very honored to have you on our show. So Xiaoyuan wanted to ask you a question. So what is your favorite, you know, during of your past career? So is it to become a
pilot,
or is it teaching at the Air Force Academy, or is it to teach camp in China?
Which part is your most favorite?
Is your favorite
job?
Well, by the most favorite job that I have experienced and that I see going into the future is being the commander of the Gobi Expeditionary Army.
Mm-hmm.
It is both historically related to periods of excellence, and it looks forward into a future that is strong and very hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
Truth be told, when I was a child, I really wanted to be on the first manned mission to Mars. But what a change my life took, and I'm very pleased and blessed for it.
那么他当然最喜欢的就是他现在做的事情，就是作为这个
戈壁远征军
的这个总司令啊。那当然他讲实话，他小时候事实上是想要作为这个登陆火星的第一人。那么但是时间的变化，
那最后一个问题就是，既然您这个太乙的 CADF 是做这个中美两国这个关系的，促进两国这个亚政府层面关系的一个组织，那么您对中美两国关系有没有什么展望？不管是川普还是希拉里成为美国的下一任总统，您那个觉得这两国关系的一个接下去几年的前景是怎么样的？
So your last question, your TAN initiative is focused on promoting the relationship, you know, ship between China and the US. So what is your perspective of you know, the future Chinese and U.S. relationship, especially with the potential presidency, you know, of Trump and also Hillary. So what's your perspective for the future between those two countries?
Particularly in regards to thinking about the possible outcomes of the U.S. presidential election, thought long hard about this. And I have to say truthfully that regardless of the outcome of the election,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be an opportunity and or a victory for subnational capacity, because there's going to be whether it is Hillary Clinton, who has already in previous work as the State Department Secretary promoted the work of subnational strength within the coordination of the federal government, or whether it is a situation in America where with a Donald Trump president, the states are going to find them in that situation. I think the states are going to find themselves and cities are going to find themselves desiring to stand up and take leadership, because there's going to be, I think, a sense that there's been a change in the leadership at the federal level. So I think that subnational leaders, states and cities in particular, are going to find themselves either needing and or encouraged to step up and play a part.
那么谭先生说，无论是谁当选的，其实这都是一个非常好的一个机会，在于亚国家层面的合作这上面。因为希拉里呢之前在这种亚国家层面上，其实他是一个非常重要的推动者。那么即便是川普当选，那么也会让从州里层面或者市里层面的这些领导者呢，和这些领导者，他会觉得他有必要要站出来，然后呢有这样的需求去促进更多的中美关系的交流。
那我们的节目基本上就结束了，那在节目最后泰卡森先生能不能给我们听众朋友只讲一句话？
So do you have, you know, we need one sentence from you at, you know, the last minute of the show?
Sure.
Do you want to tell our audience?
Absolutely. Let's focus on the subject and the word of trust.
让我们来聚焦在这个词叫信任这个词。
We must facilitate trust.
我们必须要让信任这个词可以为我们工作。
Trust is difficult, and trust is absolutely necessary for there to be a good team that works together.
那么信任非常的困难，但是也非常必要尤其让大家去可以一起工作，为一个目标共同工作的话。
The Thai Initiative isn't going to convince anybody to trust another particular person or institution, But we can and will find those elements where trust has been generated, find out why the trust is there, and through that process, facilitate more.
那么太 initiative 不能说让你去相信任何人，但是他会在这个过程之中去让你怎么样去找到这样的机制，去信任一个人，与其用我通过信任跟大家更好的合作。
好，感谢泰卡森先生参加我们的节目，也谢谢各位听众朋友的收听，谢谢刘正的翻译。
Well, it's been a great privilege and honor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供自500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688 206-286-1688。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501206-621-7501。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@